What's up? On the right track. One of the best ways to clarify your plans and ideas is to write them down. Writing things down will not only help you stay organized, but it will help you be more effective. Here are just a few ways writing down your plans and ideas can help. Writing an idea will help you express it more clearly to others. Writing your plans will help you stay on track. Writing something down will help you remember it. Writing a plan provides a record of the plan. Writing a thought helps you clarify it in your own mind and can help you come up with new ideas. It happened in October. October 21, 1855. The first branch in Germany was organized in Dresden. October 12, 1892. The Relief Society filed its Articles of Incorporation. The organization was then known as the National Women's Relief Societies until 1945, when the name was changed to Relief Society of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. October 3, 1924, General Conference was broadcast for the first time on a church-owned radio station. October 11, 1986, about 300,000 young women participated in the first worldwide young women activity. From sites all over the world, they released into the air helium-filled balloons with personal messages in them. In a word, telestial. When the Apostle Paul wrote of the 3 degrees of glory in the Bible, he mentioned the celestial and terrestrial by name, comparing their glories to that of the sun and the moon. See 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 40 through 41. But when he talked of the glory of the stars, he did not mention a name associated with this glory. The word telestial is found in the Scriptures only in the Doctrine and Covenants. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 88, 98, and verse 109. Section 88, verse 21. It is the name for the lowest degree of glory. Those who are wicked and unrepentant and commit serious sins like murder will live in the telestial kingdom. Test your LDS IQ. Note you may need some assistance with this activity. You've probably heard these scriptural phrases before, but do you know who said them? Draw lines to match these scriptural quotes with the prophets who spoke them. Check the references to see if you came up with the right answers. In the right column, we have the following. Joseph Smith made the following statement, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 22. Nephi, son of Lehi, 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. David, Psalm 23, verse 1. Moroni, chapter 10, verse 5. Alma the Younger, Alma chapter 41, verse 10. Lehi, 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. The Apostle Paul, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. John the Beloved, John chapter 3, verse 16. And Moses, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. The following are listed on the left side, and you can match them up with the name of the person and the scriptural reference. Wickedness never was happiness. That comes from Alma, chapter 41, verse 10, and that was Alma the Younger. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. That comes from Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, the prophet Isaiah. Put on the whole armor of God. That was the Apostle Paul from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded me. That was Nephi, the son of Lehi, from 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. By the power of the Holy Ghost ye may know the truth of all things. That was Moroni from Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. King David from Psalm 23, verse 1. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. John the Beloved, from John chapter 3, verse 16. This is the testimony last of all which we give of him, that he lives. Joseph Smith, from Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 22. In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. That was Moses, from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Men are that they might have joy. That comes from the prophet Lehi from 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 25. End of Test Your LDS IQ. End of the section, What's Up?